HIW Mobile.
N0TR.
How are you?
Oh, fire and frog here split three ways. Can you beat that?
I could probably work on it, but I doubt I'd accomplish being finer than that. What you up to today?
I'm to sharpen a pair of dikes for Bernice that she uses on taking out zippers and replacing them. And I couldn't decide whether those were hollow ground or not, but they're not now, I can guarantee you, because I fouled them flat. But she says they work a lot better. Those dikes are just, or wire cutters are just one of those hard things to sharpen.
I've never tried to sharpen a pair of dikes, but I can imagine it would be difficult. Flat on one side and an angle on the other, maybe, I don't know. I don't use them enough, I guess. I do go through a bunch of those little tiny ones that you use for clipping ends of through-hole parts off of PC boards when you put through-hole parts on there and you want to make it flush. They're flat on one side and tapered on the other. But those things are so cheap, I just buy another pair when they get old and when they get dull.
Roger, they're China products, C-H-I-N-A. I love those things, especially the ones that are made with the little dip in them where you can get flat down against the printed circuit boards. And yes, they don't last long. And usually it's from guys like us abusing them on things larger than they're supposed to be used on. Well, I'm just sitting here lubricating my pan of ice that I've had for probably 30 or 40 years. Back then they were expensive, now not so much, but it's one of those ones that's got several different heads on it, and this one here I've mounted a third hand on it.
A pan of ice?
Yes, it's for working on, I got a great big thing that you can stick into it that'll actually hold the big circuit boards of the olden days, like off of machine tools. And then I got several different heads that go on it. Back then, just the vise itself, with the one head, was $125. So, back in my poor days, very poor days, I finally got one for myself. I had one from work, and I just love it because you can just position things so well to work on them.
I did get, when I was needing something like that for a lot of soldering, not for big parts, but for smaller parts, I got a German vise that mounts on a ball. It's like an elbow, and you can turn that thing any way you want, and one screw clamps it down tight. It's German built. It's really high quality. So I use that for most everything that is narrow enough to fit between the jaws. Anything else, I think I just laid it flat. No, I know what I did. I've got some really low profile drill clamp vices or free axis milling vices, a couple of them that are really low profile. I put something through the PC board and capture that something with those low profile vices, and that would pretty much steady it. If I got very far out on the edge, I might have to put something underneath of it to prop it up so it didn't sag, but that worked pretty good. W4DJW.
I'm going to text you a picture of it, but I haven't found where I hid your phone number here yet. I got to tell you, I really thoroughly enjoyed listening to you and Jerry. I think somebody else was in there earlier this morning talking about the drones and the airplanes and that. He's a knowledgeable person, I'll tell you for sure. I even heard him mention me once in there.
Yeah, I enjoy the conversations with him, about like with Ray, too, and you as well. It's kind of fun to reminisce about the way things have progressed over the years, things like RC flying, using spread spectrum in RC flying. That solved for, I mean, we plant a whole lot fewer balsa trees now that spread spectrum is is the go-to solution for RC.
That's not me, Dave. I think it's somebody trying to reach the repeater, but no joy. Yeah, balsa trees. I hadn't heard that. Hadn't heard that one before, Dave.
Yeah, I don't think they're quite making it in. That might be another repeater too. Who knows? Anyway, Tom, I'm going through A&W or Long John Silver's. I'm going to fish. I think I'm going to catch four fish. And then if you're still around, I'll call you back up. N0TRW4DJW.
Around here for a few minutes. I was going to go visit the birds out there, the girls, the chickens. See you in a little bit, Dave. It's N0TR.
Mobile.
TR. I was looking for another head for this thing. I sent you a couple of pictures of that vise, Dave.
I appreciate that. I doubt I'll ever be building anything as complex as the G59, Genesis 59, the radio from Australia. That thing took me about, I don't know, it took months to build. But it was worth it. It's a good radio, a good SDR radio. But I think that's probably going to be the biggest build project I'll ever have done.
Heard of that one. I've been looking at this TS-890. A friend of mine he sort of was like you in some respects, only he did programming for PLCs and married PLCs to machines and that. He just bought one. And, gosh, those are a beautiful radio. But I just don't need it. I have this, two of these 890s. Or not 890s, 590s. And I really like them. And I got a display out here, a 27-inch display. The only advantage to it, Dave, I guess, would be the receive specifications and that. Really, really sound great on it.
I got my W5GI mystery antenna back up in the air. I don't have my super loop up, but I got the W5GI back up in the air. I believe it was last weekend. It was last weekend. So it's been up a week. And before I switched it over to digital modes, running Whisper at 1 watt, 24x7x365, 80% listen, 20% transmit, I was talking to some guys on the lower part of 40, I think it was, or lower part of the phone band on 40. And they were talking about getting other radios, too. They were kind of in a dilemma like you're in. And one of the guys said, well, you know, you can only use one at a time. And he had a point.
Mary, in the background, and I'm trying to drown her out. She says, good point, Dave. Bill, N4IQ even likes them. And that's a big plus for me, because he's really, really up on this stuff. And he's the one that helped me to get this dongle and SDR thing set up for the display register. Heck, ND7J Bob, he's got 32 or 40-inch screens, about three of them up in front of his radios. I think it's a little overkill, but Bob, he's all in or nothing.
So in front of the screen a whole lot, you can never have enough real estate. I think from one end of my one monitor to the other end of the other monitor is about, it's probably a little less than 6 feet. It's a long way to turn your head, right? But when you're looking from one end of the monitor, and if you launch something, sometimes it comes up at the other end and you don't even know it launched, and you're looking for it and you can't find it. But I tell you what, when you want to do half a dozen things all at the same time, nothing beats more real estate on the screen.
That's a big 10-4, good buddy. shoot. Well, I have a thing I bought here, and it's supposed to have been for two radios. It's for three that you can gang them together. So Bernice is going to lose that one. I could put that in there, and I could run three radios at a time, see. But actually, she knows me better. I run one. I did hear, by the way, due to the lack of sunspots, they are coming back. I think there was 80-some here recently, which surprised me due to the lull we've had. But I did hear the Philippines the other night, and it was an American. And one evening last week, I heard... Oh, Swaziland. I worked Swaziland, I guess it was, but I heard Kenya and several over on the, one or two over on the east coast of Africa. And it was really interesting. So there is a little bit coming back, but probably 99% of what I do is on 40. But I'll throw a good one at you, Dave. My Superloop, the one you put up, and then afterwards, the ones that I put up, has been awesome. But I'm having a problem with this one. It won't transmit above about 180, maybe 200 watts in the lower end of 40. Like from, I like to be around 7005 just listening. And that's the area I work at down there, shall we say, the old extra class band. And it won't. It'll trip my amp every time. But yet I go over to my Carolina Wyndham, and I can throw out 1,200 watts if I want to, which I don't very often. I run 800 or 900. But I've tried it, and it'll go right on up the line. But I've replaced dang near everything, and I can't figure out why it just doesn't like that area of the 40-meter band. All the other bands, it transmits just fine on them, on the Superloop, at any wattage. But it will not down there. You got any ideas?
The only thing I would guess, and it's just a guess, is that somewhere you got a odd multiple of a quarter wavelength on that path. A quarter wavelength for that particular frequency. It might not hurt to feel around on the coax and see if you can feel it getting hot when you're at that area, when you're transmitting at that area. See if you got over a lot of reflected waves. You got to have something coming back at you to make it through that. But anyway, I'm about to back it in. I caught some fish, so I got lucky. We're going to at Long John's, so we're going to have some lunch and chill out for a little while. I've been flying all morning long the multirotor, so time to take a break and eat some lunch. But yeah, that's what I'd look for, something similar to an odd multiple of a quarter wavelength at that frequency that's causing it to do that. Check the SWR and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, don't let that fish get cold. I added in 10-foot and 20-foot and 30-foot of coax in it. I replaced 200 and some feet with DX Engineering's equivalent of LMR 400, clear up to the antenna and clear back to the switch box. I replaced the switch box, checked it with a waveform analyzer, and it's perfect. Just absolutely optimum there on the with the analyzer. Go figure. It's got to be a queer electron someplace in there. Anyways, talk to you later, Dave. And electronics is funny at times. 73W4DJW and Gerald TR. Say hi to Amy.
David, hello, Tom. W2T Mobile.
Morning, Rusty. How are you doing, sir? I'm just getting ready to clean my mess up here.
Well, it's a fine afternoon. Overcast, warmed up to 43 degrees out here right now. I don't know what supposed to get to high for today, but, you know, it's comfortable. It's not raining right now, even though I did get a half inch of rain in the gauge last night, this morning, so I'll dump it out when I get home, headed back to the house. Had me a fine fish lunch for at lunch at over here at Blue Bay, where I go. And socially distanced from everybody, and where the employees actually properly wear their mask. How about that, Tom?
Well, it says 52 degrees here on WYFF4, and it says 56 on my weather station, which is out in the direct sunlight. And so it's always a little bit warmer out there. So that's good. I can't read the wind setting down. It's a 7 mile an hour from the south, so that's a plus. I guess the day after, or Christmas Day, we're supposed to get a real drop. Possibility of some sleet and snow flurries, but temperature's going to tank on us. Well, I made French cookies last night. Bernice made them. I just cook them. And I got a card table set down here full of French cookies, and I had trouble with one side of it. Turns out I was putting too much of that mist on there that lubricates it, that oil, you know, that spray oil. I thought the reason it was sticking because I didn't have enough. Anyways, I finally figured it out. W2T and 0TR.
Well, I cooked up about 3 dozen fruit cupcakes yesterday, and, you know, that was what I was making. I don't make fruit cakes. I make fruit cupcakes, so had 3 dozen, got 3 dozen of those, and I gave some out to people at church this morning, and I'll had one for breakfast this morning. Made a good breakfast, and spice cake mix with the fruit in it, and so anyway, right now I'm full of Canadian flounder. That's what I had for lunch. And gonna go home and see if I can figure out what's wrong with my computer. My desktop unit is gone fluey on me, so I've got to either, it's got to get itself fixed, or I've got to take it over and have somebody else look at it. So I guess I'll see what that does anyway. But, and I'll, so you've been working on antenna today, huh?
No, I'm satisfied. I got my Wyndham and the Superloop will transmit every place except right there in that low area of 40 for some reason. I'll figure it out eventually. But no, I just was sharpening a pair of dikes, or wire cutters, if you will, for Bernice that she uses to remove zippers and such. And she said it was successful. I'm surprised because... Oh, these were probably 30, 40-year-old ones that she used for many years while sewing for the cleaners and that, and doing alterations, and we've taken out literally thousands of zippers from everything from leather jackets to mink stoles, you name it, back in the old days. And so I noticed my Panavice needed a little bit of lubrication. It's the one that... I use for electronics and that. So I went ahead and did that. That's about the size of it. Now I gotta go outside here in a little bit, but I don't go out when it's very cold, Rusty.
They're coming up over here as I ride along the road. And hey, we got a little bit of sunlight just popped through over here. I've been overcast all the rest of the way I drive along, but over here near my house, there's a little bit of sunlight peeking through. But with my luck, it won't last very long. Anyway, I'm back to the house. And just heard you and Dave in there talking. Thought I'd throw myself in to see what was going on and everything. And then I've got some antenna work to do this week myself. So something to keep me busy also. Anyway, well, I've arrived back at the house. So I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. And get me and my dozen eggs that one of the people at church brought me today in the house. And then I'll change clothes and unlax for the afternoon. See what I can figure out how to do the rest of the day. Anyway, Tom, you take it easy. Say hello to Bernice for me, and you behave yourself. N0TRW2T.
Yeah, that last comment would be out of character for me. good to hear you, Rusty. Well, we've been getting one egg a day, so I need to talk to that lady or whoever it is that brought you those eggs. I'm ready to assassinate these chickens and get some new ones. They make me so darn mad. They are kind of pets, but they used to lay eggs pretty good. And if that's that restaurant that you got your fish at there, is it in Simpsonville? It's got that big aquarium in the middle of it. We love that place.
Over here in Spartanburg, and they've got a nice water wall coming down in their place. They don't have an aquarium. Anyway, Tom, you just take it easy, and I know you don't behave. That would be unnatural for you. We'll catch you later. N0TRW2T clear.
Now, that's more accurate. 73's Rusty. N0TR. See you later.